to you and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Billions and billions served since 2008. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. It is Friday, March 15th, 2024. Coming up on the broadcast, it is our St. Paddy's Day tradition. The best local news story ever, and you can't tell us any different. We're going to go searching for leprechauns, and we're going to find them in a tree. That's right. We also know where the gold's at. So.
Yeah.
Then the dirt alert, the full-size one. Not this tease crap that you just heard right there. Not that. No, Holly provides a full entree.
King size.
That's right. The protein, the veggies, some carbs, the whole thing.
Macros.
And if you behave yourself, you're going to get a little rice pudding, too. That's right.
Yum.
Right? And then at 8:30, the moment you've been waiting for, WTF, every Friday, powered by Trivia Mafia. We go head-to-head against some opponents. Who's the opponents today, Holly?
We are playing against Brittany and her sister, Lindsay, both Real Housewives experts.
That's right, because that is the category today, Lex.
Yeah. We just met Lindsay. Wow. What fun sisters.
Oh, fun.
But they told me as they were closing the door that they were going to study.
They're what?
They're going to study. They're going to study Real Housewives.
Oh, no, they can't.
For the next, you know, well, at the time, 30 minutes.
But there's so much information and knowledge in the Real Housewives canon. This reality television franchise has been around, what, since 2006?
Yes.
Yeah, with the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Man, New York.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. There is canon.
That's true. Got an email, though, from some friends saying, love you guys, but Brittany will crush you both.
Oh.
And then says that, as you know...
Oh, wow.
Brittany will crush you both. Thanks. And then also says that, as you know, she's an encyclopedia of reality, always has been a savant that way. And then now you add her sister.
It's like the Shining twins.
What are you doing? No kidding.
Come play with us, Danny. Now, yeah. Jason and Alexis, I'm going to tell you that I think that this is a level playing field. I have a rudimentary knowledge of the Real Housewives franchise, and I see
an experiment last year.
And I see the questions before me.
Yeah,
that have been provided by Trivia Mafia, and I think that you know everyone's going to do really well.
Okay,
that's why I'm saying I just based on our practice round that we did in the first hour at 6:15, I think that everyone is going to do well.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for that showdown with the Shining Twins coming up at 8:30. But right now, that's right. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend, everyone.
Woo! Yes, Sunday it is. Corned beef and cabbage, baby.
Green beer.
Yeah.
Shamrock shakes.
What that's else? Right. Pots of gold and leprechauns.
Corned beef.
Yeah.
Drunk people in green sweatshirts. Lovely. But it is our tradition around these here parts that we play a story for you. This was birthed 6 years ago at MBC 15 in Mobile, Alabama. And actually, it was longer than that. But this particular YouTube has 6 million views on it, by the way. 6 million views.
Wow.
This is a story, and we always feel sorry for the poor reporter because he probably came into work that day and he's like, oh, what am I going to cover? Am I going to cover expansion at the airport? Am I going to cover maybe a
fun music festival?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Potholes in the local roads.
Right. New mayor. Mayor's 100 years old or something. No, I'm going to cover... a whole neighborhood thinking they see a leprechaun in a tree. This is not a joke. This is the Crichton neighborhood of Mobile, Alabama. And it's our favorite local news story. And we played every single St. Patrick's Day. So without further ado, here it is in its entirety, including the anchor lead in. Here is the from NBC 15, the Mobile, Alabama search for the Crichton leprechaun.
For St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead who got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This waters off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
You know what I like? I like the amateur sketch of the leprechaun. Yeah, it looks like somebody got a really good look at it and got that good drawing out there.
Who did that? I want to know who sketched that.
It looks like an acorn.
It does.
With a hat on. Yeah. Or, yeah, an acorn. I mean, yeah.
With a little face, yeah.
Oh, gosh. That is never not funny to me. Oh, gosh.
That story is almost 20 years old.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It was in March of 2006.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That is fantastic.
I mean, we should have had a podcast about this at some point.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many one-liners. Hey. We've used the could be a crackhead.
Since day one. Yeah,
since day one.
And then I think as time has gone on, I don't want to speak for the three of us, but I think we like the gold guy. I think I love him now more than anyone else.
Yes.
Gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold.
Because we empathize.
Yes.
We empathize with him. We would also like the gold. Where is it?
Yeah.
Tell us.
It is funny, Lex. We call them drops in the biz, as they say. One of the first drops on our show that we ever put in the computer was this one.
Could be a crackhead.
Could be.
You know what? Stranger things.
That's right. Could be a crackhead. We've had that since almost day one. And oh, gosh, that is fantastic. And I did last year. I can't believe I didn't wear it today. Maybe I'll wear it tonight. I have a leprechaun. I bought a T-shirt from TeePublic with the amateur sketch on
it. Yes.
And it's such a good T-shirt. And I think I'll wear that this weekend.
You have to.
Yeah. It'll be nice enough. It's going to be nice enough to wear it. So I'll just put a coat on. But yeah, I want to know where the gold at. Again, though, I always lead in the same way. I do think about Brian Johnston, the reporter. Oh, God. You know, he just wants to get through his day as a reporter, and you never know what you're going to be assigned. And then you see the assignment board, and they write with the dry erase or maybe chalk or whatever, and you see your name, and then you look at the assignment line, and it says leprechaun in a tree. And do you just want to go back home? Do you just want to get back in your car?
Now, when you see that board, Jason, because I've never worked in a newsroom.
Yes, ma'am.
Are the stories up for grabs on a particular day, or are they assigned to reporters and it's just like, you, sir, are going to cover this leprechaun story?
Yeah, they're usually assigned unless a reporter tells like a news manager, hey, I have a source here, blah, blah, blah. But they are usually assigned by the assignment desk.
So you walk into work and that's what you see. And you can't protest. You can't say,
no.
Well, you know, maybe I've got this this other story about this.
You can. Like, it's usually fruitless.
No, yeah, well, right. No. Or that you're not going to be winning any brownie points. By
no.
Yeah.
No, you walk in protesting. And
oh, it's so funny because I would see that and be elated. Like, that's my store today?
Oh, yes. Right. Yes.
I get absolutely. To go look for a leprechaun in a tree?
Oh, my gosh, Alexis, I would love to have you in the newsroom because I'd be like, okay, what weird story mm-hmm. do we got yes. today? Yep. We're always going to give it to Alexis.
That's oh. mine, baby. As, I got this.
As someone who started his career in TV at the assignment desk, Alexis is the reporter I want because she wouldn't give any grief. She would, I would tell her, hey, Lex, because as the poor assignment manager, it's really the worst job in the newsroom, one of them, but it is the one where you learn the most. I will always cherish. I tell interns and young people, I know I want to be on TV right away. Yeah, great. You'll get on TV. What you want to do is you want to start behind the scenes and the yeah. assignment desk, you learn so much.
That's
you
true
learn
radio too.
It is absolutely. Mm-hmm. You and I talked it was one oh, you yeah. and I have talked about this many times over the years. I learned so much at the assignment desk. But no, you as the assignment desk, it's a thankless job. Half the time the reporters don't like the stories they're assigned to. Or they don't like the photographer they're assigned to, and oh, right. you're the one that has to deliver that news to them. Okay, Brian, you're hi. You're with you're doing the leprechaun story, and you're with Dave today. And,
no eye contact. And, no, just yeah. go. Yeah.
Get in the van. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot of work to do.
Oh my goodness.
A horrible thankless job, but yeah. Oh. Oh. Brian Johnston. I wonder what he's doing now.
Let's see. It
looks hope he's like... on Cameo.
Oh, my
God. Oh, right.
Now,
a legacy.
Now, yeah. I am looking at a Brian Johnston, and I think that he... Oh, gosh. I can't even tell where he is. NBC News 5, maybe?
Okay.
I see Burlington, Vermont.
Okay, good. I hope he's having it. He deserves it, man.
Beautiful area, too.
And if I were him, I would get on Cameo. I would buy a Cameo from him.
Yes, around this time.
Oh, yeah.
Just open February, March.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Dear friends, when we return, the Dirt Alert with... Well, they did it again. MSPs on another list. Ranked number one. This time, not by fancy people, by people that matter. And I'm talking... actual flyers, customers, ranked MSP number one. And they should. It is the best. Now, let me tell you, I always try to throw in some travel tips here with my commercials. Get there early. This is spring break season. Get there early. And don't forget, parking-wise, about the quick ride ramp. You're going to need a reservation, but that's good. That quick ride ramp is so good. They have a shuttle driving constantly around. You will never wait. It's so good. Anyway, and once you get there, take advantage of the local shops, the local food like Soul Food, T-Rex Cookies, and go shop at Legends of the North and more. So many reasons to get to MSP early and so many reasons why from ticketing to takeoff, MSP is...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
There's so much going on in the world of entertainment, we can't expect you to keep up. So that's why we're here. That's why we have the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello. Starting with a little celebrity justice news, Alec Baldwin's lawyers asked a judge yesterday to throw out his manslaughter case, accusing prosecutors of violating nearly every rule in the book in the course of obtaining an indictment. Now, Baldwin's attorneys argued that prosecutors leaked information to the press, failed to present evidence to the grand jury, and gave a faulty jury instruction on involuntary manslaughter that, quote, stacked the deck against Baldwin. His attorneys say, enough is enough. This is an abuse of, of an innocent person whose rights have been trampled to the extreme. Now, Baldwin was indicted in January and is scheduled to face trial on July 9th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This coming on the heels of Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the film Rust, who was convicted of the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. And she was charged with involuntary manslaughter. And she's going to be sentenced on April 15th. She faces a maximum of 18 months in prison.
Yeah. I, you know, reading all that I have read about this, I don't know if the actor should be responsible. It is the job of everyone around them to make sure that what they're doing, what they're using to do their job is safe. Mm-hmm. There's an assumption of safety that these actors do when they're pointing guns. I mean, Alec isn't the first one to point a gun at a fellow actor. I don't know.
Yeah. What about the whole idea that he's also a producer on the film? Does that make a difference or no?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, legally, I mean, on paper it does. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, you know, survey Tricky. Says we don't know if Alec Baldwin's attorneys are going to be able to do that to throw out this manslaughter case. I'm shaking my magic eight ball of justice and I'm looking at it. I'm saying highly unlikely. Yeah. I just feel like this is going to move forward. He's going to have to go through the motions and we will see how justice is dispersed here. You know, speaking of that, Wendy Williams's guardian is claiming that A&E Networks exploited her in a new legal filing. Now, Wendy Williams' guardian is claiming that A&E Networks shamelessly exploits Wendy Williams in their Where is Wendy Williams documentary. Now, these court documents obtained by Page Six, newly unsealed, they are filed by her appointed guardian, a person named Sabrina Morrissey. And she's accusing A&E of humiliating Wendy Williams by filming her in an obviously disabled state, which cruelly implies that her disoriented demeanor is due to substance abuse and intoxication.
Here's what I have a problem with. Even if you didn't know that she had these conditions when you started rolling your film, you certainly knew something was up by the time of the project was completed. And then you certainly knew, because the news had leaked, you knew of her diagnosis by the time it aired. So you still made the decision to air this.
Right. So
that's what grosses me out.
Yeah, you're an A&E executive. And you're a Lifetime executive, and you see the final cut of this Where is Wendy Williams documentary. And you know, because Jason, you watched this.
I did.
And you see this as an executive, would you be like, you know what, guys, we can't do this? Or you would be like, we need the ratings. And I know that people are like to watch things like this, whether they actually admit it or not.
Yep.
I 100%. If I was at executive and I had seen that final cut, I would never have put that on the air. That's how bad it was. And I finally finished the whole thing. It is horrible. Like, it is wretched. I don't know. I know, like, Sonny on The View tried saying, oh, well, it brings light to the dangers of the conservatorship structure in this country. Yeah, okay, to me that's a stretch, and I know Sonny knows Wendy, so I do
need Wendy to tell that story.
Right, Lex. I think there are other ways to do it, and I don't know if the message is worth it. There's other ways to do it. Have Nora O'Donnell do an expose. Do 60 Minutes. This was at the expense of a woman compromised, and it's gross. It's really gross. Okay, I'm done.
Oh. Well, thanks for doing that work, because I was going to wait till other people.
Be so disturbed, Lex.
Yeah, thank you, Jason, because it was one of those things where just even encouraging Lifetime to make more projects like this did not feel right.
You both would be so you would be so grossed out, and I'm not even being Jason for the show. It is. Colin kept shaking his head. He's like, I can't watch this. It's just bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez has canceled 7 dates of her first North American tour in 5 years in support of her new album, This Is Me Now. Now, we're getting conflicting reports The soft version, courtesy of People Magazine, is saying that she canceled those due to logistical issues. Mm. The trade interpretation of this over at Variety is because of weak ticket sales.
Yep. I love her, but that's what's happening. We can't varnish a turd. It's what's happening.
Logistical issues. No, honey, yeah. Nobody's buying your tickets. It's okay.
No. Observable okay. fact. Lex, go ahead and lock the studio door. Let's not let them in.
They've come in a couple times. So I'm like, no, okay, come on,
we gotta lock the door. Hey, pick your prizes back March 18th to the 29th. That's right. More details at mytalk1071.com. You can win a cruise, girl. Come get cards and more. We'll be right back with WTF.
Hey, friends, Alexis for Rebath, Minneapolis, rebath.com. They also have a showroom. It's in Apple Valley, right on Galaxy Avenue. And it's been recently remodeled in the last few years. Beautiful. And that's where you can meet a designer or, again, have them come to your home by signing up at rebath.com. When you go into the showroom, though, make sure you check out my bathroom. And the choices we made, it's been more than 3 years, still love our bathroom. Very nice, very nice. And they made it real nice because we had a designer, Julie and Brandon both came over, helped us design exactly what we needed. And then Josh and Joe took care of business and did it in 5 days. And yeah, there was a lot of work. Complete bathroom remodel. They remove, replace, remodel. They're not covering things, leaving liners. You know, that nasty basin or whatever's under there. Don't deal with that. Deal with Rebath. Go to rebath.com. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Get your bathroom redone with Rebath.
Let the battle begin.
Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face on.
It's Friday. It's 8:30 on the Jason and Alexis show. It's time for weekly trivia face-off. This is where Jason and Alexis face off against very special celebrity opponents in a thrilling game of trivia prowess. Who is going to be the champion this week? Well, we've got Team Jason and Alexis versus Team Brittany and her sister Lindsay.
The Shining Twins.
Yeah, I know, right? That's actually something we've been called before.
Really? Yeah.
In a battle for Real Housewives trivia supremacy.
I'm scared.
Holly, may I quickly ask a question of the enemies?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
Britt, do you cover the wide? Are you a super fan of like a wide swath of them, or do you have a few favorites that you enjoy?
I mean, both. I like have favorites. I do treat them like children. I have watched Cheshire. But like, I know you're a New Yorker. Beverly Hills is my all time favorite.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Like Potomac and Salt Lake City. And you've watched all of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Those are like the mainstays. Like those are. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And
Holly, roll the closing.
Now, Lindsay, are you equally
no
attuned to the Real Housewives like your sister?
I have my favorites. I do
Who's
not go deep. New York.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I don't like you right now, but I like you with that answer.
Yeah. I'll like after you this, it's
at
all good.
56. Okay. I like you.
And now it is a well-established fact that Jason, his bedtime story is the Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
Every night. Yeah. Every single night. I'm on season 7 right now when Bethany returns. One of the all-time best seasons. Just saying.
Okay. Here are the game rules. We've got 10 questions in this game. Each team will play 3 questions in this first segment, then 2 in the second. We're alternating questions between teams. So I'll ask Jason and Alexis their question, then Brittany and Lindsay. Teams have 20 seconds to submit their answer. Your 20 seconds begins after I have asked the question in full. Now, be sure to do this. Brittany, Lindsay, say final answer to submit your answer. If you don't submit an answer before your 20 seconds is up or you answer incorrectly, the opposing team can steal the question. You have 10 seconds for the steal. And if you get the steal, you get the point. And the team with the most points at the end of the game wins.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
I've never been more happy in my life. I feel like we're all best friends, and I am just dying. This is amazing.
Oh, well, we'll that see that attitude. We're very competitive.
Yeah. Let's get to it, Jason and Alexis. Here's your first Real Housewives question in this week's weekly trivia face-off. The timer will begin after I've asked the question in full. Originally inspired by scripted programs like Desperate Housewives, the first Real Housewives series took place in what municipality?
Orange County.
Final answer.
Orange County, that's right. The Real Housewives.
That was
Orange
easy.
Now, here's the thing, Brittany and Lindsay, they start easy, they get progressively more difficult. So let's warm you up here. Okay. Brittany and Lindsay, here's your first Real Housewives question. The first and longest running spinoff of a Real Housewives series was rocked by a scandal this past summer. Name that show.
First shout out to Aunt Peg, who's going to send this to the rest of our family today. And Vanderpump Rules, final answer.
Final answer.
Vanderpump Rules is right.
Nice.
For the point. Both teams on the board. We're going to move on to Jason and Alexis's second Real Housewives question.
About all the spinoffs.
I know.
Several Real Housewives were already famous before they were cast on this show. Which Real Housewife Atlanta star was a founding member of the 90s girl group Escape?
Oh,
Candy. Burris.
Final answer.
Candy Burris is right.
Yes.
She wrote Scrubs.
That's right.
Jason and Alexis now have 2 points. Can Brittany and Lindsay catch up? We'll see. Girls, here is your next question. The Real Housewives of D.C. was probably doomed from the start, but the series received extra negative attention after one of its couples crashed a 2009 event held where?
Oh, at the White House.
Final answer. Michelle and Tariq.
Yep. Saloni.
Yes, they crashed.
Oh my God. They complete each other's sentences.
There's some like sister, like ESP going on, ESPN. There's something. I'm like,
I am waiting for Shelley Duvall to walk in.
They're looking at each other.
Crap going on right now.
Oh my, all work and no play makes Jason a dull boy.
That's right. There is some Jack Nicholson resort crap going on here.
I'm the one in studio with them.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
You better go to a priest as soon as the show's over. Yeah.
Oh, well, guess what? Brittany and Lindsay, you got that right. Yes, it was the White House. That means the game is tied 2-2. Our weekly trivia face-off, Real Housewives edition. Now, we have one more question for each team before we go to break. So, Jason and Alexis, here is your third question, your third Real Housewives question of this week's WTF. As Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans know, My Hand in Yours is the charitable store with the chicest wind chimes. It's a passion project of what Oscar-winning actress?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yes.
So chic.
Said
so chic.
Confidently, and Jason, you are correct.
So chic. Yes, Jason! Yes.
Dorit, so chic.
Chicest.
So chic.
So what? Dorit likes to shop here, or what's going on with My Hand in Yours?
I'll keep this brief. Jamie Lee Curtis made a special appearance a couple seasons ago because Kyle was shooting Halloween 47.
And, accurate.
And Jamie was at this dinner party. Dorit, who's the thirstiest biatch on that show, was sucking the life out of Jamie Lee Curtis, sucking up. She's like, oh my God, your wind chimes are, I mean, it was just disgusting. Yeah. The chicest wind chimes. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
But they sold out.
They did sell out.
Yeah,
they did sell out.
Yeah.
Lindsay has four. Minneapolis home.
Well, Jason and Alexis, you may not have any wind chimes in your home, but you have 3 points in this game.
Nice.
Brittany and Lindsay, you have two. Can you make it a tie by answering your next Real Housewives question correctly? Let's find out. A woman born Yolanda Vandeherk used to be a model, a profession taken up by both of her daughters. What is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Yolanda's married last name?
Foster.
She's Hadid Foster, but Foster.
Final answer.
Final answer.
What was your final answer?
Foster.
She's Yolanda Hadid Foster.
I will accept because you said Hadid Foster. So the answer is Hadid Foster.
I got you. Yay. I got you. Don't worry. I got your back.
Ooh, that was close. Brittany almost messed up there.
Did you see me?
We were ready for Hadid.
Oh, my God. My face looked like a cat's ass. I was ready for that. I was ready for her to slip on
that one. Yes, you got both of them. That means the point is yours, which means that our weekly trivia face-off is tied as we go to break.
Oh, my God.
Jason and Alexis have 3 points. Brittany and Lindsay also have 3 points. Oh my gosh, could it be a perfect score for both teams in our weekly trivia face-off this week? Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, if that is the case, we go into tiebreaker mode. We do numerical tiebreakers, Price is Right style. Is that how today's game is going to end? Stay tuned and find out when weekly trivia face-off here on My Talk 107.1 returns after the breaks.
Derek, he's our go-to man on the last 3 mortgages that we wanted. Kind, knowledgeable, thorough, professional. We'll recommend Derek and First Equity to anyone and everyone that we know and meet. Oh, I love hearing that because I know that you'll have a great experience working with David and the team at First Equity on your mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or you're looking to get into your first mortgage as a first-time home buyer, they will take the time to get to know you and make sure that you are set up for financial success. And of course, they'll answer the most important question, is it the right time for you? And sometimes they'll say, look, you need to work on your credit. Let's work on that for 6 months. We'll put you in a better position. But of course, First Equity, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. And because they are independent, they can shop multiple lenders, which gives you as a buyer more options, better rates, more opportunities for down payment assistance. So give David and the team a call. We've worked in our market for 23 years and counting. 763-251-8000 or my talk keyword, David.
Let's get back to it. Back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. Yes, it is time to return to our weekly trivia face-off. This week, we are doing Real Housewives trivia and bring the drama by starting a feud with another team at your own local Trivia Mafia trivia night. They put on the best darn trivia nights every night of the week all over the Twin Cities. Go to TriviaMafia.com to learn more. Woohoo! We love trivia!
Yes, we do! Woo-hoo! We love them!
Oh, my goodness, and when we went to break, our Real Housewives trivia is tied. Team Jason and Alexis and Team Brittany and Lindsay both have 3 points. It is literally anybody's game at this point. We, if it is tied at the end of this game, which is a probability, we're going to go into a numerical tiebreaker.
Oh, so we're not wrestling at any point.
Okay, no, you're wrestling.
Good. You're good, Lindsay. No,
I know, I mean, you can put away the leotard.
Man, it's okay. We were practicing in the commercial break.
Oh, is that what I heard?
I was wrestling with myself.
Who isn't?
I was wrestling with my foam roller. Yeah.
That's the way, Jason. Always laughing and leaking.
That's right.
Always.
Well, let's move on to our next question for Team Jason and Alexis. You have 3 points on the board. You can make it 4 if you answer your next Real Housewives question correctly.
Okay.
Whose tagline is, quote, I'm more of a free spirit without the Holy Spirit?
Oh, no. That has to be someone in Salt Lake City. Right? Something about Jesus.
Or Phaedra.
Phaedra. I don't
know. No, but she left so many years ago.
Yeah, she's more. Anyone on Salt Lake City?
5 seconds.
Shay, one of them?
Jen, final answer from Salt Lake.
For the steal.
No. Oh, no.
Do we go Heather?
Wasn't there like a witch? Remember, she had the
castle. Carlton.
Yeah.
Carlton, final answer.
Time's up.
And the answer is Whitney Rose.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wait, hold up. There's did you say Harrison?
Carlton.
Carlton?
Yeah.
What show was that one on?
Beverly Hills. Lex, it was a horrible year for Beverly Hills.
They had
2 one-timers, and then they rebooted the show, and then the following year they brought Lisa Rinna and Eileen Davidson on to save it.
Gotcha.
And as these words are coming out of my mouth, I realize what a loser I am.
No, I love it. I've never respected anyone more.
Yeah, this is fabulous. And then Whitney is on which one?
Salt Lake.
So you were right.
Wife.
Trivia Mafia gives you some context clues. Yeah. And Alexis, you followed those context clues. Unfortunately, neither team answered that correctly, so the game is still tied 3-3. Brittany and Lindsay could take the lead if they answer their next question correctly. Whose tagline is, I may be married to a plastic surgeon, but I'm 98% real?
That's Heather Dubrow.
You think it's Heather? Yeah. I think it's Heather. Final answer.
Heather Dubrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh. Good job! Sisters!
What's hard is I can't hate them, Lex.
No, I can't.
I really want to hate the Shining Twins, but there are people and they're really good at this. I really want to just hate both of them. Like, that's why I'm talking about them in the third person.
They're not even here.
I know.
If it makes you feel any better, like, we'll still like you if you hate us. We got six brothers and sisters that are all.
I love it.
Wondering how many. Okay.
Well, by answering that correctly, Brittany and Lindsay, you now take the lead with 4 points. Jason and Alexis have 3 points, but hey, look, again, it is anybody's game. It is anybody's game here. So we're going to take it up a notch, going to our most difficult set of Real Housewives questions.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh.
Here we go.
Diarrhea.
You got this. Okay. You got this. Okay.
Jason and Alexis, here is your last Real Housewives question. In season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Camille Grammer invites her friend Allison Dubois as a special guest to a dinner party that goes awry. Allison makes passes at the, quote, morally corrupt guests in between drags of a large e-cigarette and feels justified in her judgments because she is a professional what?
Psychic. Final answer.
Yeah.
Jason going in confidently with the answer, medium psychic, and there you go!
Oh my gosh.
Dinner Party from Hell is what it's referred
to. That's right.
Oh God.
It's one of the best episodes of Rhea. It is up there, but does not go above Scary Island on New York.
I knew you were going to say Scary Island. Those are like, yeah, I think epic. About those every day, probably every, day every hour. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The game is now tied. Okay. Jason and Alexis have 4 points. Brittany and Lindsay have 4 points. Now, Brittany, Lindsay, if you answer this correctly, you win the game. If you don't, Jason and Alexis might have an opportunity to steal, and then they could win the game. No pressure.
Oh, my God.
This is my Super Bowl.
Here you go, Brittany and Lindsay. Here is your final Real Housewives question. Quote, it's almost hurtful to watch her be so dumb. Kenya Moore says about Portia Stewart on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. This comment is made after Portia mistakenly thinks an actual train passed through what 19th century network?
What, you want me to answer?
The Underground Railroad. Final answer.
Come play with Brittany and Lindsay because they
got it wrong.
They deserve it.
Underground Railroad.
They deserve it.
This was the best day of my life.
Congrats!
Sorry, Margo. You're second. You came from my body. I don't care. This was the best day of my life.
Yes, the Underground Railroad. Brittany and Lindsay coming through 5-4 in our Real Housewives Weekly Trivia Face-Off. Oh my gosh, you guys know so much. Everybody in this room, Jason, Alexis, Brittany, Lindsay, you guys know. Your knowledge of this is so deep.
It's actually, it is embarrassing because if you think of what we could put this towards, we could have a doctorate, probably lawyers.
Oh, I could be a teacher. I could be a third. I could be a third grade teacher. I could do so many things if I put,
You guys could write your PhD dissertations on this. Trust somebody out there wants to publish it. Yes.
Yeah, and like Lindsay, like we have an excuse. Like you have a real job and two kids. Like what are you doing with your life, ma'am?
Yeah.
No comment. No comment. Also, I'm currently working right now.
It's a nice escape.
Brittany, I know. Let me quit for the listeners. I don't know if we've ever really talked about this. I know how Alexis feels. You are in agreement, though, Brittany and Lindsay. I don't know if you know this. Scary Island is the best 2 hours of reality television ever, right?
Oh, and even just like the hours after, I would say.
Absolutely.
I would say Salt Lake City this season.
Salt Lake City, I would
okay,
say.
Okay, I've heard that. Close. I've heard that, yeah.
You know.
But there's nothing better than Kelly Ben Simone eating jelly beans, losing her mind, yep. and Bethany Frankel yelling at her to go to sleep. I mean, it's just.
Is that in the Real Housewives of New York?
Yes, Holly, you do need to. You should just dip into those two episodes.
The Ultimate Girls Trips too.
It is, Holly, it's unbelievable.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, it's so good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brittany.
Jeez, we didn't get as crushed as we thought we were.
No, you know what? We did good. I don't mind losing.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's going to do it for us this week. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, fantastic weekend. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now.